I want my MTV.
All right, let's do this. In 3, 2, 1.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your tardy couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, July 23rd, 2012.
And this is episode 68.
I said it a little bit. I haven't done that in a while. I'm nervous.
What are you nervous about? What?
You look so good over there. Making me nervous.
In my Popeye shirt.
In your Popeye shirt.
Check out these guns, baby. Check out these guns. Well, so if you're watching the live cast, I want to apologize real quick. We're running a little bit late today.
Sorry, I blame it on my sister.
I blame it on me too, because I was halfway joking, not joking, you know, about doing a podcast tonight so that we could watch Breaking Bad. And I left it there. I didn't actually come back and say, nah, we're gonna go ahead and record. But and plus, you know, Danielle was here. So all you folks out there that were already waiting for us, you got to see one of Renee's little twin sisters. Mm-hmm. I realize that I have to now say that, because sometimes when I say Renee's twin sisters,
they don't hear the S and they think, I do the same thing. I have to say little twin sisters, because otherwise they'll think I'm a twin. I'm
like, right. It's like, oh, you have a twin? Renee? I didn't know Renee had a twin. And I was like, nah, that's not the case. So, Mrs. Gray was here hanging out with us and everything else. And it was pretty cool. So she did a little shout out to the folks in the chat room, and they talked a little bit. But we're here. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that we have folks here. Watching this live. Thank you for watching us.
Thank you guys.
You guys just don't know how much it means to us, you know, that you come here, and watch us live. And then also want to say thanks to those listening and those that may be watching on YouTube or listening on their mobile device. So, definitely want to thank you all for your support and just giving us an hour of your day, you know, just to listen to two Kentuckians.
Do you know what's kind of sad that the Steam summer sale's over?
You know what? I checked today and I felt a little emptiness inside.
A little emptiness. But I was like, there's no more ways for Steam to drain my money.
I know. And the funny part was, you know, my wallet said thank you, you know.
Yeah.
Because
maybe it was good I didn't go and see what was on there on the last day.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so we had a weekend full of fun, work, and not a lot of rest.
Yeah, you know, not a lot of rest at all. We stayed up till like 1:30 half the time, and then woke up. Of course, we always wake up earlier.
Right, and, you know, having the dogs and everything. I'm on call for work right now, so you know I can get calls in the middle of the night, which I haven't had except for one right when I fell asleep, and it was a false call, which is annoying. But also with being on call yesterday, which is usually we went over to the in-laws, I went over to the Crockers and we had dinner and everything. And it didn't happen yesterday because I spent my whole Sunday while they were out eating and at the cookout, me working on my on-call issue 10 hours yesterday.
Yeah, and I felt really sad. Everybody was asking about him, wondering where he was.
Yep. And you know, I kind of missed it, you know, and then after I got off the call, you know, I went, luckily, Renee did fix me a plate, you know, and she brought it over because she's such a wonderful wife.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much for doing that. I mean, I would do the same thing for you. But she brought me a plate, and it's pretty much, you know, I'm unwrapping the stuff and I'm eating it while I'm on the call with Microsoft, and we're all on the bridge and just, you know, just working away. on an issue. It was just kind of crazy day and everything. And then the day before that, which was Saturday, this was the fun day. Well, it was the working and fun. We, did some yard work. We worked on the yard from like nine. You stopped around noon. Mm-hmm. And I stopped around 1:30, 2 o'clock. We were, mowing, trimming, cutting the trees back, cutting the limbs back in the front and also in the back because they were hanging over the fence. And we found out, we learned a lesson of what an easement is. So.
Yeah, I had no idea.
So apparently behind our house, there's like 30 yards of land that belongs to the power company that will never be demolished. So it's a great dumping ground for, tree limbs and dirt. So I don't feel guilty about throwing dirt and limbs back there now anymore. And then also, Cole and Adrian, a couple, that are friends with us. Cole's a cop and, Adrian is a teacher. And well, Cole's a detective, I should say.
Yeah,
he's a detective now.
Detective now.
And so they came over and we hung out. We hadn't hung out with them in such a long time. And, we went out to eat and then we came back and we played some Cards Against Humanity, which, was great. There were some house rules that we read about in the rule game. And we'll talk about that a little bit in, media, I'm pretty sure, or maybe it's in the odds and ends. But anyway, let's go ahead and, jump into a little bit of, we haven't done this in a long time, a little bit of tech.
Technology.
All right. So in tech, it's going to be an application that is, out there that, I've been using for the past week called Waze. W-A-Z-E. It's an application that runs on the Android and iOS device. And what is Waze? Waze is, like I said, W-A-Z-E. It's an application. It's like a community GPS that does live tracking, on the road. So basically you have this application open and you can report cars stuck on the shoulder road. You can talk about, traffic being backed up at a particular place. If it's heavy, moderate, or standstill, you can talk about there's a speed trap. You can put it on this map. And what happens is it goes up to their server and it pings on their map. So when you, as you get closer, it will tell you, you know, what's going on. And,
But you're a little obsessed about Waze now.
I am.
Every time you get in the car, he turns it on.
I do.
And every time. The phone. We could be going to the grocery store and he turns on Waze and it tells me how to get to the grocery store. I'm like, really,
well,
Waze?
Well, I don't always have to do the navigate. See, even Diddy.
So why
see, even Diddy in from the, in the chat room says that Waze is awesome. It's awesome. The reason I turn it on is so that we get the notifications if there's something going on. And the one thing I got to do today, because they're doing construction around here and they built and road work, they built a new road. So I got to pave my first road today in Waze. That was awesome.
And what did you say while it was paving it while we were on the road?
I said, we're paving the road. And I said, we can build it. Yes, we can. So I did some Bob the Builder.
Yeah. And I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I could see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a theme song.
Yeah. Well,
like Dora's thing, like,
well, that's
come on, Bominos, kind of like that.
No. I can't remember the Bob the Builder theme song, but he always says to his tools, like, can we fix it? And the tools go, yes, we can. And that's when the kids are supposed to yell at the TV. Because Bob's talking to him.
Tools, you gotta love it.
See, Bob and Dora, they break the fourth wall down. You can't hate on Bob and Dora. You know, they interact with the kids. That's the kids' friends. But Waze is awesome. We have a huge group here in Louisville. That's the Louisville Wazers is what they call.
Yeah, they're called Wazers. So Jay's officially a Wazer.
Yep. And so, I mean, it's really cool. And, I really enjoy it. At first, I know Scotty D from the Frog Pants, community had mentioned it, when we were talking about going out to the trip. Now I wish I had listened because I could have logged over 3,000 miles on Waze and I would be like in the top ranking. Now I'm like, oh, that was such a great opportunity for me to be up in the ranks. But I did finally become an adult Waze Weezer.
That's so funny. But yeah, it's like Weezer.
Yeah, put your Weezers on. set your Weezers to stun. All right, well, speaking of that, let's get on into a little bit of media.
Media.
And how do you like when I say media?
Media and media. Do you know we keep choosing a movie, but we never watch it?
We don't choose a movie, but we end up watching something different.
Okay, so we at least watch one movie a week.
Right, and I can't
even
remember.
Even if it's not that movie.
Right. But the funny part is, I almost spoiled a surprise for next week. I'm gonna spoil a surprise for next week, for next show. But I honestly think that, there are certain people that listen to our podcast that gets their, some of their material from here. I'm gonna say something about that next week, I think.
I don't think so.
When we get to this part. I doubt it, but it's still gonna be fun. You know how I like to have my tinfoil hat philosophy and everything.
Jay can be paranoid sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, Buxley's in the chat room.
Yeah, you're behind.
Seminatrix is in.
You didn't see she was in? You're so behind.
Yeah. So, hi, everybody. Dana.
You're over there doing important stuff, so it's okay.
I try to look into the camera, so they can just see into my soul that I am parting my whole life to them.
I don't even know what to say. We didn't watch our movie, The Game. Oh, wait, cost of living.
Yeah, The High Cost of Living.
We didn't watch it, so.
But we've been watching a crap ton of Breaking Bad.
But we gotta pick a movie. I don't care. We're still gonna pick a movie.
All right, so we picking
I know you're kind of like, why do we keep?
No, I'm all about it. So picking a movie, roll for it. What we got?
Seven Age, because I love Eeyore. Uh, 19. So if 19 is a series, just go to the first one.
So 19 would have been Ghost in the Shell.
Go to the first movie.
Is this a movie? A TV show.
Go to the first movie that we haven't chosen.
Ooh, it's a documentary.
Ooh, we like documentaries. This one might actually make it.
This is the documentary called Food Inc.
Oh, I heard that one will make you not eat beef anymore.
Director Robert Kent. Oh, if it's going to have the pink slime. Oh,
the
God.
Texturized. What the?
I hope it doesn't
texture
have
texture chicken.
I hope
the stuff they make chicken nuggets out of.
No, the pink slime that they put in the hamburger to make it look red or whatever.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Oh gosh, I hope not. Even when it's something when I think about the pink slime, I try to think about it when I get it. But anyway,
Jay's nose is already upturned.
Oh goodness gracious!
So Zerbius, you'll take a side of beef with your beef. Have you seen Food Inc.? I wonder if he's seen Food Inc. and he'll still eat beef.
So this director Robert Kenner's Oscar-nominated documentary explores the food industry's detrimental effects on our health and environment. So it's gonna be
supposed to make you feel guilty about eating beef, probably.
Yeah,
I'm still gonna eat beef.
I'm still gonna eat beef. I mean, the only food that I won't eat is veal
because it's baby deer.
No, veal, V-E-A-L, isn't that the fattened sheep?
No.
What's the fattened
veal,
lamb?
Veal?
Yeah.
Veal is baby deer.
No, it's not. Veal is not baby
veal is
deer.
Sheep. Okay.
Yeah, that should be a sheep.
No, it's young cattle. It's a calf.
But they fatten them. They fatten them.
Yeah.
It's the meat of young cattle.
Calves. Yeah. I've had veal before.
I've had it once.
Baby taurin. That's even worse.
And then someone told me, what it was. And it was like, yeah. So basically, newborn calves are given a varied amount of time with their mothers, which can be anything from a few hours to a few days. Free raised calves are raised or feeding. I thought they overfed them.
No, I think you're thinking of geese when they do foie gras. They force feed geese and they make their liver huge and that's foie gras. I think that's what you're thinking of.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I'm, anyway. Exactly. I'm with, Dana, this expensive meat.
It is
expensive meat. Expensive meat doesn't belong in here. All right.
Okay. So, and so as far as movies, we didn't watch any movies off of Netflix, but we did see a movie.
Which was The Dark Knight Rises. And the movie was good.
The movie was good.
And there were some plot holes.
The plot holes were horrible. So Jay liked this movie better than I did.
Yeah, I mean, granted, too, I was kind of occupied during the showing, you know. So I would like to see it again.
Buxley, you know us.
There wouldn't be no spoilers or anything like that. But, yeah, I guess we should say this is the spoiler free. But
I didn't like it as much as Jay.
I didn't like it as much as the what's that, Dark Knight?
The one with Heath Ledger?
Yeah. Like
the first one.
Yeah.
The first one was really good too.
Yeah, the first one. And I mean, I didn't like it as much as the first one. I mean, everyone liked the one that had Heath Ledger in it.
Yeah, but that was the second one.
But it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. You know, there was some, it definitely left some questions that you brought up. Even though I thought about him, but everybody knows that Bane is in there. So
yeah, that's not a spoiler. There wasn't enough Batman in there for me.
No,
That's not a spoiler.
There wasn't enough Batman for me.
I mean, if I go to see a Batman movie, right, I want to see Batman.
It's like going to see Return of the Jedi, and all you see is Darth Vader.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying okay. There was Batman, yes, but I wanted all Batman all the time.
Right.
That's what I like.
Right.
In my comic book. Give me the hero.
Right.
But, hey. I don't know. Something was missing for me.
But what about the one? What about, I'm going to cover my camera up. Do people know that that person's in there?
It's pretty widely known if you try to not see anything about the movie, you might not know that character's in there.
Okay. All right.
But most people know that character's in there. So, well, kind of up to you. We can be as spoiler free as we can.
Well, I'll leave it alone, but there were some pleasing sights. I'll just say that much. There we go. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but I will agree with Dills. Dills did go see the movie prior at the launch, I believe, and he said that Bane is now called Deckard Bane instead of Deckard Cain, because he definitely did sound like Deckard Cain.
Come and stay a while.
Hello, Batman.
Stay a while.
Give me your jewels, and I'll.
Yeah, he sounded like Deckard Cain, which was kind of funny.
So it was pretty,
but
which I never pictured him.
Did you know like that in the comic books, Bane is the one that broke Batman's back?
Yes, I did know that.
That was a very, very popular issue. I wonder if it's worth any money.
I believe it is. I'm trying to think if I own that one, but I do remember when Bane broke Batman's back. So, but yeah, so it's all good. And then, as we said earlier, we have been watching a lot of Breaking Bad and we are in season 3. We are halfway through and oh my goodness, it is so good. If you have Netflix, if you have Netflix and you haven't started watching Breaking Bad, do yourself a favor and do so. I mean, I'm glad Demetrius, you know, we went over there and he was watching it. That kind of sparked us to go ahead and start watching it. So, It's great. It's just great. But, you know what you got to do. Always call Saul. So,
Better call Saul.
So Renee's been reading a little bit here. And what you been reading?
What are you looking at? I have no idea what you're looking at. This is not a book.
So
tell the story. I'll jump in when
goodness. So yeah. The Steam sale was going on. Everybody knew about the Steam sale. It was all over Twitter and everything. And so there was this one game that I had been wanting to buy Renee for a long time. And anyone that knows Renee, may know what that game is and will scream it out loud. And this game had went on sale and it was like $1.25. And the name of the game is Secret of the Magic Crystals. And so, you say, what is this game?
Well, so here's what, I'm just standing there at the corner of my desk, and Jay looks at me and says, check your email, with this weird look.
Check your email.
I was like, I don't have anything. You're like, oh crap. And then he said, check your email. So I looked at my email and it said, Jay has gifted you the Secret of the Magic Crystals. I was like, oh, you bought me something again.
I was like, yeah, babe, it's going to be awesome.
And then he was like, make sure you look at the video. And I went and I clicked on it. This is one of those Sims where you take care of a horse. And actually, it's not just a horse. They're magical horses.
Yes.
They're unicorns and centaurs. Yes. And ice steeds and demon horses. And
who's the horse? Who is the horse whisperer of the family?
And I was like, I can't believe he bought this for me. He was like, you better play it too. So do you know what I did? I booted that sucker up.
That's right. That's right. And
it's boring after a while.
But did you enjoy it at first?
I don't know.
Yes.
I mean, it's funny looking at a horse-like shape for a second, but I mean, you can only, do the same moves.
Yeah.
But yeah, Steam is evil. I got my money's worth. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I did.
So, I mean, it's fine. I mean, if you don't
play it. He did it as a joke, I think, more than anything.
I did it as a joke, but like Theris did buy it. Like Theris bought it, Hikamori bought it, and even Frankie bought it. So.
No.
So yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah, Frankie bought it. So, we did that, and we also did something else that, some people in the chat room are going to be shocked by that I don't even think we said this on Twitter, did we?
I don't think so.
We bought Guild Wars 2 this past weekend also.
We didn't mention it.
Yeah, we didn't mention it at all. But yeah, we bought Guild Wars 2 this past weekend. I guess, you know, their little email said, hey, Jay, do you want to be in the last beta for Guild Wars 2? Then pre-purchase this. And I used to say, you know what? NCSoft or ArenaNet, whoever you are. I said, you know what? All right, I'm going to buy you. But we had already been talking about it a little bit. We had been softening up to the fact of getting the game and everything. Mm-hmm. And here's the kicker. I was like, yes, we're going to buy it and I'm going to get to play it. And I think I got 3 characters to level 4.
Yeah, he didn't get to play. I didn't get to play.
Because I ended up working. And you actually got to play a lot more than I did. So, go ahead, babe. Tell me, how did you enjoy it?
So, I liked it. Okay, so, it's kind of like WoW, but kind of not like WoW. Like, there are abilities. You assign mm-hmm. them to numbers. You press the numbers to get the abilities.
Right.
But they're limited. And, see, when you change your weapon, your abilities change. It's cool.
You get more, I think they call them, I don't know what they right. call.
Like all of your slots are dedicated to abilities.
Yeah, like your healing ability. Your healing is number 6.
A 6.
Your spammer is 1.
Yeah.
And then 2 yeah. are some abilities.
And you
3.
Can't change that, I don't think.
And then 5
can
is.
Can you?
I think you can change your spammer to something else.
It's a cross between WoW and Rift. I'd say that. And your abilities can affect multiple targets, which is something I like.
Right.
Which is something, it doesn't happen in WoW.
Well,
that much.
It's like a mix of, WoW, Rift, and I've heard people say DCUO, because you actually have to, you know, if you double tap in a direction, you'll dodge. And you have an endurance bar for dodging, so you can dodge attacks and whatnot.
Yeah, and I do love the world events. As you're doing quests, the world events just pop up, and they pop up all the time. And those are really fun. They're usually a bit more challenging mm-hmm. than the quests, and they require multiple people to do, which right. is, but you don't have to go do them.
Right.
You can totally just not go do them.
Right.
Excuse me.
Oh, man, 24 minutes. Good job, babe.
I hate you. I felt it coming. I was hoping it wouldn't go.
Good job. Thanks. 24 minutes into the show and Renee getting me on.
But Guild Wars is good for the completist in me because as you go along, it tells you how much percentage of the game you completed. And right. that includes discovering vistas, which are jumping. You didn't do any of these.
No,
vistas are like, do you know in Star Wars how you would jump to get to little cubes?
Oh, I did do a vista.
It's kind of like that.
I did do a vista.
And then it pans around and shows you.
I did a vista on the, was it a human? A human mesmer.
Yeah.
That looked like me, except skinnier.
So there's a lot of different things.
And I chose the biggest one that I could, and he was still skinnier than me.
And there are, aw, Dina, she couldn't even jump the surrogate bridge. It's okay. I have no idea what that is, but I'm sure it was very, very hard.
The Asura is the little tiny Yoda looking dudes.
Those dudes. I wanted to try that, but I didn't get to. So it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. And one of the things that we, you know, like we said, I mean, this one, there's no sub. I'm kind of disappointed though that we only get 5 character slots and there's 8 classes. You know,
pay that money.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that
they have to make their money somewhere.
They have to make their money and you can't make characters on other servers. One of the cool things that I was told today from a coworker is that you can join multiple guilds.
Oh, that's cool, but you can't make characters on other servers?
No,
you can't. Once you choose a server,
that's your home server.
Period.
And then if you want to move, you have to pay.
That's crazy.
But you can one of the things that Zerby said you can buy them in the gem shop. I guess the gem shop is
for
the
gems.
Huh?
Yeah, like you yeah.
So that's where you can buy character slots and stuff like that, which is cool.
Yeah, and I looked at their market where you can buy stuff. You can buy vanity items, like you can buy sunglasses and hats and all this kind of costume stuff. So
okay, and like I was saying,
boxing gloves.
Like what I was saying was that I made a human. I can't remember what I was saying, but yeah. You can join multiple guilds. And then when you get ready to play, you say, when I'm going in, I'm representing this guild, you know, and then you can, I guess, flip a switch or whatever. And you're in the AIE guild, or you're going to flip over and you're in the not in the face guild. Or
yeah, but I won't be doing any PvP because I hate PvP. Why did I buy a game that's called Guild Wars and I hate PvP? Because I wanted to try Guild Wars. Well, so the end game is PvP, so I'll be avoiding end game like the plague.
And I heard that the fill in the hearts, you know, because when you finish a little area, you fill in the heart for that person. I heard that the rewards for completing the whole area is crazy. Is great. So,
really?
So I'm looking. I think I'm looking forward to that. You know, some people are saying the best way to level is the character.
I ran out of bag space.
You did?
Oh, I kept running out of bag space because they have a bank, but it's further along in the story. Like I see the area it is, and I was like, oh, I was almost there when the beta cut off.
Okay.
But it's like I had so much stuff in my bag, like so much crafting stuff. It was ridiculous.
Okay. You probably gonna buy more bag space too.
Okay, so you can guest to another server to play with friends, but you can't world versus world from there. That's what Zerby is saying.
Oh, okay, so world versus world. I mean, that's
so
fine.
You can PvP on a guest server, but you can't world versus world.
You can PvP, or you can just play in general.
Oh, well, you can't do world versus world, which is what we did.
Who did.
Yeah, that's what we're doing in the beta is world versus world, I think.
No, world versus world.
A structured PvP? Oh.
Yeah, world versus world. Think Wintergrass, but with different servers. That's world versus world, if I'm thinking correctly. And Red Dead, right? So it's more where you're going in and you're taking different parts of the world and then the map is turning your color of whatever, you know, group you're on and stuff like that. And then the world versus world, even though it's PvP, you don't have to PvP.
Yeah.
You can do
here,
stuff like
right here. I found it.
You can do stuff like
it's
crafting.
It's player versus player game mode where players from 3 different servers or worlds battle in the mists.
Right.
Features open world combat on 4 large maps, up to several hundred of players per map. I wouldn't want to do that.
Well, it's not all just fighting though. So you can like an engineer can go build turrets. at the board, at the base, and you're getting,
you're
getting stuff like that. So you can like do stuff.
Yeah.
So you don't have to fight. You can be more support. You don't have to be out in the field.
Yeah. It's actually designed to accommodate players that would normally not participate in PvP.
Right. So that's something more that, you know, that I would do that more than PvP. So,
yep.
I mean, because it's more, I can do more than just, you know, hunt somebody down and get my butt kicked like I normally do. So
I'm horrible at it. Horrible.
Yep. I am too. I can be.
So also I wanted to talk about the World of Warcraft. Yes, World of Warcraft people. I still play World of Warcraft. Patch that is coming up. I think it's 5.0.3 or something like that.
5.04.
It is a huge patch. This is the patch that allows AoE looting.
This is the pre-expansion patch.
This is the one. So now people are trying to guess when Mr. Pandaria is going to come out based on the pre-expansion patch. But you can do AoE looting. Your mounts and pets are shared across characters, certain ones, obviously.
The McKenna Hog is one.
McKenna Hog is one. Also, the Raid Finder loot system has been changed. Now, the Raid Finder will automatically give you, will give a random person based on their spec a weapon. So, or a piece of loot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no more, rolling need, rolling greed, da 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 da. So,
right.
Some people aren't going to like that, but they won't blame somebody. They'll blame, WoW instead of blaming, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, there's always going to be someone complaining regardless. I mean, and here's what I'm looking for, forward to, when Guild War 2 start. This is what I'm looking forward to. It happens in every MMO. Somebody's going to say something about WoW and the general chat is going to blow up, you know.
It happens every, like, man, this isn't as much fun as WoW.
Oh, man. Oh, man, this is so much fun than WoW.
And then everybody's, rah, 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 rah. It happened in LOTRO. You know. It happened. What was that one, MMO? It was kind of like space.
Global Agenda?
Global Agenda.
Yeah, they even did a Global Agenda. That was weird. I mean.
Yeah. Every MMO it happens.
Right. So, you know, it's just.
So excited about that. So. Yes. And.
You did something awesome today and you should put the link up because.
It's not up yet.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because he actually sent me a IM with the link.
Really?
But yeah, go ahead and talk about it. Okay. What did you do?
I was interviewed for a girl gamer interview by Mashup Man.
Who's Mashup Man?
Mashup Man is Sebastian. Can't remember his last name.
Well, you don't have to worry about it.
He's from the Netherlands. And he has a blog where he interviews girl gamers. And I was in such illustrious company as Samantha Jane was on it. Mm-hmm. And also there's this group of girl gamers called Team Unicorn. Because, like, unicorns, girl gamers are not supposed to exist. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Teehee. So, I was interviewed about what I'm playing, what I like to play, what kind of games, yada, yada. And, yeah, so it was a lot of fun. And, so if there's a link, Jay will post that in the show notes.
That's the link to the girl gamers. Yeah. That was my fault.
Yeah. It's not up yet.
Yep.
I told you.
You did tell me. I saw the link and I assumed that's what it was, but I was super mm-hmm. busy at work, so I didn't get a chance mm-hmm. to look until just now.
So check for that upcoming. I will retweet that when
let me give him.
I am interviewed.
Well, what I can do here, his website is gamerweblog.com. So that's the link that he sent me today. So anyway. And then also Nas, one of my favorite rappers, came out with his, is it 11th or 12th album, came out this past week, and I picked it up.
Gamer Weblog. Sorry.
Oh. Hey, hold on now. That's one of those, what you call it? You said Gamer Weblog?
Weblog.
And I said Game Weblog.
You said Gamer Weblog.
Gamer Weblog, yeah.
Yeah, but it's also, it also could be gamer weblog.
Yeah, it's like the, what's that, the, what's that one website they said not go to?
Penis Island. No, no, no.
Pensland. Yeah, no. Don't go to.
No. Pen Island.
Pen Island, yeah.
Don't go to Pen Island.
Don't go to penisland.com. So that's one of those words. So it looks like gamer weblog, you know. But yeah, so Nas came out with his I think it's his 12th album, and it's a really good album. It's a rap album. I know a lot of folks out there may not like rap and stuff, but Nas is one of the rappers that's been out. I mean, he's almost my age. Well, he's older than I am by a year, and he's just, you know, awesome rapper. So I was really excited to get his album. His album, I think is his. I am actually going to count it here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's his 10th studio album, and he has a few compilations and collaboration albums that he's been on as well. So, definitely the name of it, of that album is Life Is Good. And, you know, his last album that came out in 2008 was the one that he had the, N etched on his back on the photo.
Right.
That some people were kind of upset about. So, which followed the same track of Untitled. So, anyway, with that, we're going to jump into a little bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
We had Chinese this weekend.
Nom, 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 nom.
And
nom,
yes, and we are still doing our calorie counting selves, and we were able to go to T Station Chinese Bistro in Prospect. We went to the fancy side of the county, didn't we?
The fancy side. This is went to Norton Commons.
Yes.
It's pretty darn fancy. That's where they have the kind of
neighborhood where you don't have to leave. They have the meat market, they have the doctor offices, they have everything. It is suburbia. You have no yard. You have the white picket fence, but yet, you know, you don't have to leave your neighborhood. It was very welcome to Norton Commons. What are you doing here? So we went
very
there.
Very much so.
It was pretty good.
I liked it. Yummy.
I liked it. It wasn't heavy. And my only thing was when I got the General Tso chicken,
oh, yeah,
I asked for it to be spicy. And every time I order General Tso chicken, or General Tso, or whoever, when I order his chicken, I say, I want it extra spicy, as spicy as you can get it. And they brought it out, and it was not spicy at all. And he was like, well, do you want some more chili oil that they cook it in? I said, sure, bring me some, and I'll add it. And he brings me the chili oil. I stick my fork in the chili oil and taste it. And it's not hot either. I'm like, really? That's ridiculous. I mean, I really want some heat. That kind of, you know, he offered to bring me some hot sauce. And I'm like, hot sauce on General's Tso chicken? That doesn't work for me. So that was one of the places
I had Kung Pao spaghetti. It was amazing. I love Kung Pao.
Yeah.
So yours, it worked really out
good.
Great.
Yours was really good. And so, and then Renee made nothing new.
Nothing new. I knew I was going to make anything new.
Well, that too. And then last show we did mention that we're going to go back into the rotation and everything and kind of, you know, make some things from there and whatnot. And that's kind of, you know, what we did. So, and then an update on the weight loss. I gained 0.5 pounds.
And I lost nothing, but gained nothing, I guess. So yep, that's good too.
So, which is fine. I don't know if I put on that much muscle. I mean, I pretty much was under my caloric intake, all week. But I think, someone said all that yard work I did for like from 9 till 2, I may have built up muscle. I don't know.
Yeah. It's possible.
Cause I was moving gravel. I was, you know, cutting trees. But honestly, I mean, I'm not discouraged or anything. because I'm on a long road. I mean, I'm not going to hit my goal that I set for myself until like 2014 or something like that. So,
well, I was a little discouraged.
I know.
I'm not going to lie.
Renee checked. I could just tell you get that fluctuation in your voice. She's like, I did everything. I was under except for that one day and it was just 100 points. I don't understand. And I was like, oh my goodness. Maybe Monday mornings aren't the best time to check the weight.
Well, I was just like, okay. All right. It's okay. It's all right. And I finally was better with it. So.
Right. And so I was like, you know, babe, the first week was 9 pounds. You put in your thing that you want to lose 1 pound a week. So you're like 12, you know, I said, you're like that first week, you got 9 weeks worth of pounds. So, I mean,
that's true. I did get a lot in that one. Right. So there's that.
So, I mean, because, I mean, what happens that first week? And that's what usually happens is that first week, whenever you change your diet, and you start eating healthy and you start looking at your calories, or if you do any type, that first week, regardless, is always, the first bit that, you know, is a huge number. And it's like, oh my God, yes, I made that change and everything. And guess what? You know, I won't get there every week. It was, that's not how it works.
I want it though.
You know, we all do, you know, everybody wants it. So I think this is a good time to read a letter that we got last week.
We did. Yeah. We got a letter, last week. We got it. But we didn't get to read it on the show. We got a letter from Nora.
And Nora's, she's a Kentuckian also.
And that makes her doubly more awesome just because she's Kentuckian. But, Nora says, hi, Jay and Renee. First off, I want to let you know that I am still listening and loving your show. I loved hearing about your adventure to Nerdtacular. I hope I get to make it there myself one day. I wanted to tell you both are inspiring me to take better care of myself. I downloaded and began using both the Lose It and Water Your Body apps. Man, that is a lot of water. It is. Thank you for sharing this journey with us. I look forward to hearing updates and I hope to see y'all at Dragon Con. Y'all, you know she's a Kentuckian.
That's right.
Thanks again, Nora. Thank you, Nora.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for writing in and Do it, you know, keep going. And you can find us on, if anyone that's using the Lose It app, if you want, you can follow us, friend us on there. I am, Cowboy, I think. And you probably Ice Flow.
Yeah, probably Ice Flow.
Just email us. But you can find us, you can also find us by our Twitter handle, you know, the Cowboy and, the Ice Flow. So if you're using the Lose It app, I mean, it's just total support for everybody out there and everything. So, thanks for writing in. That was awesome.
It was very.
And also, I want to say hi to Johnny Feisty. What's going on, man? Valentine's.
Odds and ends.
Awesome. I want to say thank you, Johnny. For doing that bumper for us, as always.
Here's Johnny.
And so this week was a fun-filled birthday weekend and birthday week. This last week, we want to wish my little sisters-in-laws, but I'm going to call them sisters because they are. I want to wish my little sisters and Renee's sisters.
Yeah, my little sisters and my big sister a happy belated birthday. Yeah, there's birthdays this weekend.
Yep.
And I can't believe my little sisters are 25. They used to change their diapers.
Yeah. And it was funny too. I got to tell Deidre that, I'm officially I'm her big brother. And she said that made her feel better because I am older than she is. So, that made her feel better knowing that I am the oldest person amongst the young folk.
Amongst the young folks.
when we're all eating over at the in-laws. So, and then, you had a great friend that had a birthday today.
I did. Kendra's birthday is today.
Kendra. Kendra, what's Kendra. Her last name?
Kendra Butt. Her name, yes, her name is Kendra Butt. Yep. Can we move on from this, please? Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kendra. And then Graja's birthday is this coming Friday, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Facebook told me so.
Yep. But yeah, so.
So happy early birthday to Graja.
Yep. And actually he'll probably hear this after since he's still running that wine shop in North Carolina.
Right.
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to give him a call on Friday though to wish him a happy birthday. And Graja is, you know, he was the undead healer in the Not in the Face raid and also a member of AIE as well. So I want to definitely say, happy birthday to him.
And, oh, are you looking at me for the next thing?
Yeah, I didn't put that in.
Okay. Yeah, I put that in. So I was reading, on Twitter, cause that's where I get all my news. Jim Henson, the Henson Company.
Okay. I was going to say
Jim Henson, from the grave. The Henson Company has cut all ties with Chick-fil-A because of their, statement that, they support, you know,
now, you're saying Chick-fil-A or you're saying the president?
The president made the statement.
There you go. Thank you.
That he does not support same-sex marriage. And they can no longer have toys from the Henson Company in their kids' meals. And they're getting one last check from him. And the last check, they're going to give it to GLAAD, which is the Gay and Lesbian something association something. So I, for one, am proud of them for standing up.
Yeah.
For that. It's not just about money. It's right. About, you know, standing up for what's right.
Right.
Most people know my personal thoughts on this, so.
Right. And I mean, we all feel that, not to get too deep into politics and stuff like that, but we feel like that if you love someone, you should be able to express that in the way that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is within the laws and stuff like that. And, you know, you don't choose who you love, you know. Well, do you choose who you love?
No. Do you choose who you love?
Do you choose who you love? Do you?
Do you and you.
But anyway, you know, to keep it light and everything. I mean, that's typical to happen. I mean, I remember when Fuzzy Zoeller, when Tiger Woods won the Masters, when he said, I guess we're going to have chickens and wings, chicken and watermelon for the Masters dinner. I mean, Kmart pulled their support. So, I mean, that's typical what you hear when, what you see companies do when something bad happens like that, or they say something that can be jeopardizing, to a company. But, I don't think it's really going to hurt Chick-fil-A in any way because, they usually are hugely self-contained. I was actually surprised that they got toys from, Jim Henson's company, actually. Except if they use the cows or something that with Jim Henson puppets, but yeah.
The Jim Henson puppets.
But yeah, I mean, it is what she is and everybody has the right to feel how they feel. So, wow. Is that it?
Yep. That's it.
What?
You're surprised that it's a show, aren't you?
Yeah, they went kind of quick. It makes me sad.
That's because you don't like me. You're just trying to get rid of me.
No, you're just trying to blaze through here so we can go watch Walt.
Whatever. I would never do that. Is it a quick show?
Nah,
it's a normal show.
Yeah,
Derby, shut your mouth.
But yeah, so you can reach us by email. Our email is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can definitely email us if you disagree with stuff that we say.
Email us.
I mean, we'll talk about it. I mean, and if you don't want it on the show, just, you know, kind of put in there that you don't want it on the show. Or if you don't want your name mentioned and stuff like that. But email it. I mean, you can be real with us. We're all about the realness up in here, up in the Valentine house. You can also see our blog. Our blog is valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. You can also call us. Our number is 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. And it will go to a voicemail. We actually had two calls, but I think it may have been spam.
Yeah. If you want to see our past YouTube videos and the videos of our shows, you can go to youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is thecowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is theiceflow. I almost said C-A-O boy.
Oh, yeah?
That wouldn't have explained much. Oh, one last thing. Zerbis is a dork. Joe is a dork. We're going to say that. Joe is a big
dork. I thought Keith was a dork.
You know, Joe and Keith are both big fat dorks, apparently.
And you know what's the sad part that makes me sad about both of those dorks? I think they have doghouse systems. It makes me sad. Dorky. Makes me real sad.
Dorky doghouses.
And I'm sad, too, that I didn't get to win the naming of the Mobius because I didn't use sentimental. But it's, you know what? It's okay.
Maybe. See, Jen has a doghouse.
She does. So. And I'm jealous of it.
Yeah. And we're all a little jealous.
Yeah.
It's blue. Oh, Jay, it's blue.
It's blue. Bee, 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 bee.
Well, it was awesome having you. I think it was the biggest chat room we've ever had.
It was.
We had five awesome people.
We had Buxley. We had Diddy. We had Dina. We had Salmonatrix. We had Zerbius. And we had a special guest at the very beginning with Danielle.
It was an awesome show today.
Yeah. So, it's cool. It was really good. We had fun and everything.
Time to watch some Breaking Bad. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Breaking Bad. Nom noms.
Yeah, you get $2. You get $2.